Just listen to them, eh, Jensen? That's the old man up now on his feet, toasting Mrs. Serby.
So is it true what people say, that there's something going on between them?
God knows.
I mean, he was a bit of a lad in his day, wasn't he?
Maybe.
He's supposed to be giving this party for his son, so I'm told.
Yes, his son arrived home yesterday.
Well, I had no idea old Verl even had a son.
Oh, yes. He's got a son, all right. But he keeps himself well hidden up at Hoydle, at the sawmill. All the years I've been in service here, he never once been into town.
Hey, Pedersen, there's an old man here, and he's...
Oh, for God's sake, not now. What's he want? Good God, what are you doing here?
I really need to get into the office, Pedersen.
The office closed an hour ago, and anyway...
That's what they told me at the gates, old man, but Grodberg's still in there. Be a decent chap, Pedersen, and let me just slip in through here. I've gone in this way before.
Oh, all right. On you go. But make sure you leave by the proper way. We've got guests.
I know. Yes. Thanks, Pedersen, old man. You're a good friend. Thanks. Half-wit.
What? Does he work in the office too?
No. They farm out the odd copying job to him when it's urgent. Mind you, he used to be a somebody in his day, did old Ekdale.
Well, he's got that sort of look about him.
Yes, indeed. Used to be an officer in the army, would you believe?
You're joking. Him? An officer?
Honest to God. Then he went into the timber business or something. Supposed to have done the dirty on old Verl, at least, so they say. They were partners up at Hoydle at one time, you see. Oh, yes. I know old Ekdal, all right. Many's the glass of schnapps or beer we've had together down at Mar Erickson's.
He can't have money to throw around, surely.
Good God, Jensen. It's me that does the throwing around. You can believe that. No. I just think people should show a bit of respect for somebody that's come down in the world.
So he went bankrupt. Is that it?
No, worse than that. He went to jail. Hard labour.
Hard labour?
Or put in prison, anyhow. Shh. That's them getting up on the table now.
We'll take coffee in the music room, Pedersen.
Very good, Mrs. Serby.
Oh, that was some dinner, eh? Hard work getting through all that.
Well, it's amazing what you can manage in 3 hours if you put your mind to it.
Ah, but it's what comes after, my dear sir.
I believe they're serving coffee and liqueurs in the music room.
Bravo! And perhaps Mrs. Serby will play something for us.
As long as she doesn't play fast and loose with us.
Oh, I think not. Berta would never do that to her old friends.
I don't think anybody noticed, Gregers.
Noticed what?
You mean you didn't notice either?
What was there to notice?
We were 13 at table.
Really? 13 of us.
We're usually only 12. Come through here. Come through here, gentlemen, please.
You shouldn't have invited me, Gregers.
What? I'm told this dinner party's in my honour. So why shouldn't I invite the only good friend I've got?
I don't think your father's too happy about it. I never come to the house any other time.
No, so I hear.